flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Shaletta is out the door. Steve Thompson in a little early today. Josh Wheeler is our producer. And a little bit earlier today, I was trying to get some yard work done because the cold weather is coming back. We don't see any major snow events, so there's still time to pick up leaves. And oh, by the way, I have a maple tree that refuses to give up all its leaves. All the other trees in the yard are done. I'm getting very close to getting it all cleaned up. But if you're still in the midst of doing that fall cleanup and you live in Ramsey County, we've got the man in charge of the Yardways program with Ramsey County, John Springman, joining us today. John, good to visit with you.
Good afternoon, Steve.
Yeah, John, do you have all your yard work done? Are you done for the year?
No, I am not. It's interesting. There's kind of this spectrum of how people manage leaves, from those who, you know, start raking as soon as the first leaf hits the ground. And I'm on the other end of that, where I want to wait until that last leaf is down before I rake, because I want to get it all done in one shot.
Yeah. You know, I have so many trees in my yard that once upon a time I had this machine I would pull behind my garden tractor and vacuum all those up, and I would do it multiple times. And then I talked to the folks over at the U who specialize in turf grass and say one of the things you can do is kind of grind up those leaves, leave some of those in the turf, and then pick up the excess later. And that's my strategy now. So I do have a lot of leaves. I kind of grind them up so they don't get, you know, a foot and a half deep in some spots. But ultimately, with the excess, I take them off the grass and ultimately take them to the compost site. I do live in another county, but tell us how it works in Ramsey County. Where do people go? How does the program work?
Okay, for starters, I would recommend people go to our website. If they just Google Ramsey County Yard Waste, the first thing that comes up will be linked right to everything they need to know about how to use the Yard Waste program in Ramsey County. And, of course, you know, I know your audience is much larger than just Ramsey County, so I recommend that to anybody anywhere else is, you know, if you go to your local, you know, either government center or environmental service center websites, they tend to have that information readily available, because of course this time of year it's a very hot topic and people want to know where they can go with that material to manage it properly.
Now in Ramsey County, how many sites are there?
We have 7 sites in Ramsey County, and this kind of goes along with, you know, we are geographically, you know, the smallest county in the state, so 7 is actually quite a bit, yeah. But it kind of follows along the lines of Ramsey County's strategic priority, and which is, you know, to make sure our residential programs are effective, efficient, and accessible, and I think we've, you know, pulled that off with these Yard Waste sites, having that many, and doing the things that we do at those locations, so, yeah, there's a lot One that's probably close to your home anywhere within 5-10 minutes in Ramsey County.
All right. So what are some of the do's and don'ts if you're coming to one of these sites? I know leaves are fine. I would assume grass clippings are fine. What do you accept? How should people bring it? Because I'm sure you don't want to deal with a lot of bags, et cetera.
Right, right. A good example is the bags. Although there are some compostable bags out there, we don't accept them at our sites just because somebody else might interpret that bag in the pile as a plastic bag, and then they feel that that's just what you do is you chuck your plastic bag with all the leaves in it, and then it's no good on the back end for managing the material. But again, on the website, it kind of identifies what's acceptable and what's not. I think, you know, with any recycling program, there are what we call contaminants. There are things that shouldn't go in the pile. And yard waste, it's pretty straightforward. At our sites, we have 4 of the 7 that actually accept tree and shrub waste. So if that can be separate, you know, that should be separated coming into the site, where the shrubs and trees go on one pile and the sticks go on one pile, and then the leaves and grass and garden waste would go in a completely different pile, because both are managed differently in the end.
And by the way, we're being joined by John Springman from Ramsey County, managing yard waste in Ramsey County, Minnesota, joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. So you get this waste in. What ultimately happens to this? Because in the county I live in, Hennepin County, northern Hennepin County, so I go to the Maple Grove site. Typically, this stuff is turned into compost, which ultimately residents can come back and get and put in their garden and in their landscape, and it's really good stuff.
Exactly. That site operates pretty long, much along the same lines as one of our 7 sites. However, the other 6, because of just space limitations, we can only transfer everything that comes in back out. But in the end, it's going through the same process. We truck it back out to commercial sites in and around the metro area, where they compost it and turn it into what you're talking about, that great, finished compost that makes a nice soil amendment that can be used for landscaping and gardening purposes.
And that is invaluable. If you talk to gardeners and experts about it, that's the stuff you want.
Oh, yes, yes. We actually make it available from the one site where we can compost to our other 6 sites, in addition to the site where we're producing it in the spring. And we typically run out by about June, just because it is so well sought after, and realize that it is a very valuable product or material for landscaping and gardening.
All right, what are the hours? I would assume these sites aren't open year round. I know the one near my house in northern Hennepin County, they shut down fairly quickly. That's coming up soon.
Right, right. Ours are on our regular, what we call our regular season hours, through November, and that's Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 11 to 7. Saturdays are 9 to 5, and Sundays are 11 to 5. However, we are open actually throughout the winter at our sites, because we offer some other services there, mainly food scrap collection that's collected in separate containers, basically garbage dumpsters at these locations. And we want to keep that program operating throughout the winter, so people don't have to engage and disengage and then re-engage again in the spring. So a lot of what comes in over the winter months is that material, but we still will accept any leaves that had been raked up previously and stored, and that's probably about the best time actually to bring them in if you want to avoid waiting in line at one of our sites. I can guarantee you today somebody's probably waiting their turn to get into the site and listening to this program to pass the time, because I guarantee you they are busy today.
Yeah, no doubt. The weather is great today. Yeah. The weather is great tomorrow. No doubt the sites are super busy. Do you encourage people, when they can, if they have the room, to compost at home?
Absolutely. That's the first thing we encourage, because they would then be able to reap the benefits of doing that themselves with their own material. And there's some things to consider with it, too. As you know, just one tree, like you mentioned, your one maple that refuses to drop its leaves, can really generate a lot of material. So you have to have space allocated to do that. And I would think in greater Minnesota, of course, there's a lot more opportunity for that. And also to consider, you know, your local ordinances and such that they may require you to be so many feet back from a side lot or fence or property line, that sort of thing. So things to kind of consider if you're going to try that on your own. But that is definitely, reuse is kind of at the top of this, and you're kind of, you're still kind of recycling, but you're almost reusing what you're generating at that point. So we like to push that message the most.
Yeah, and it is one of those things where you definitely do want to get those leaves off the turf grass whenever you can before we move into the winter months, because it is no fun to pick that stuff up in the spring. I know we've had some early snows over the years, and the leaves get buried. And, boy, it's easier to do it now than it is the spring, for sure.
Right, and that's what's actually recommended by the University of Minnesota Extension. The fall, it's much easier to manage, as you suggested, but also in the spring, if you leave it on site and it is at a depth, they recommend a maximum of 10 to 20% coverage of your lawn with leaves at the most, because otherwise you're going to probably have some turf problems. Leaves can, smother the grass and inhibit growth. They can create an environment for a snow mold to occur over the winter months. And then in the spring, if you do try to take it up then, you're kind of tromping around on your yard, which isn't really a good time of year to do that, as the fall frost is coming through and the ground is typically kind of saturated and wet that time of year. It's more beneficial to stay off of that. So, yes, fall leaf management is actually the best.
Yeah, and a couple other things for you before we go. What about people who have potted plants? Like I say, I like container tomatoes, and I have a number of those. Do the sites accept the remnants, that kind of garden waste, stuff that came out of the garden, stuff out of the pots, that really isn't reusable next year?
Right. We will accept that. However, there is some issue around accepting actually the dirt from those potted plants, and that's an invasive species called jumping worms. And unfortunately, it's one of those things that it doesn't make it through the composting process because of the temperatures that are involved, the eggs and the adults and the other stages of that pest cannot survive that process. So it's not an issue typically on the back end, but it would be an issue if somebody else were to come to the site and see one of those potted plants and think they want to take it home with them and try to maybe nurture it through the winter, or it could even create an infestation on the site itself, where we don't want that pest moving around and getting into some of the things we offer back to the public. So best that we don't accept those. There's more information on the DNR's website about jumping worms. Very interesting, but unfortunate pest.
Yeah, I don't want those. I don't want those jumping worms, that's for sure. John Springman calling us. Ramsey County Environmental Health Supervisor, who manages the County Yardways program. Time is running out. Get those leaves cleaned up and get them to your local site, whether you're in Ramsey County or another county, and check out all the information, hours, etc. But time is certainly limited on that front. And John, what about the money side of it? If you're a Ramsey County resident, is the service free to drop off?
Yes, it is free drop-off. Again, this is going back to our a strategic priority of making this an efficient and effective program and accessible, is that there is no charge for dropping off. The system is funded by the county environmental charge, which is that fee you see on your trash hauling bill is based on the amount of trash you generate. So the less you generate and the more you recycle, the lower your fee will be for that. So it encourages recycling. But that's what kind of pays for the program, and that's what kind of makes us want to make sure that we're keeping this in-house to Ramsey County residents only. And I also want to mention, too, we do have a reciprocal use agreement with Washington County, so those residents can use four of our locations. And we have a joint powers agreement with the city of St. Anthony, because that city straddles both the Hennepin and Ramsey County. And so just to avoid the confusion, we basically retain some of the recycling money from the state to fund that portion of their residents coming to our sites.
All right, John. Well, great update. Thanks for all the info today. And this is the weekend to get it done because it's going to get cold. Thanksgiving weekend and a holiday weekend, you don't want to be doing that sort of stuff. So get it done today and tomorrow.
I agree. It's going to get cold, and I've been there where I've tried to break up leaves that have been frozen to the ground. It's no fun.
Yeah, and my wife gets mad when I'm riding around out there trying to grind up and pick up leaves after work at night. You know, that kind of drives her crazy. So get out in the sun. It's warm today, and get things cleaned up. By the way, what's the website? Where do people go, particularly if they live in Ramsey County, to find out about the program?
Yes, again, easiest way is just Google Ramsey County Yard Waste, because the site actually can be a little bit long, the actual address. So Google Ramsey County Yard Waste, and it'll get you to all the information you need to know about the program.
Well, that is great. John, good to visit with you. Thanks.
You too, Steve. Thanks. Have a good day.
All right. There he is, John Springman from Ramsey County. He is an environmental health supervisor who manages the county yard waste program. And I've still got chores to do. I'm going to focus on that tomorrow. And we'll kind of get into that in a moment. What I still need to do in my yard before I can feel comfortable moving into the winter months. And a little bit later on in the hour, if you live in the northern suburbs of Minneapolis, light rail could be coming to your neighborhood. We'll get into that later on. Steve in for Shaletta a little early. Don't forget, later on in the program, Tech Talk with Doug. He'll be on the air between 3 and 4 o'clock today. We'll go outdoors with Steve Kearney at about 4:10. We'll get an update on all things hockey with Jez Myers at about 4:20 today. We have college football. Some teams still in action around the area. Tommy's still playing in the Pioneer League. D2-wise, Minnesota State at Augustana today. Bemidji State is down in Texas. They're playing Texas Permian Basin today. We should get game reports and all of that. Bethel on the road in D3. They're playing down at Whitewater, and they were getting beat 28-7 at the half. Meanwhile, Minnesota Morris was playing in the D3 playoffs as well. We'll have all those scores later on in the program. Here on News Talk, 830-WCCO.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shaletta is out the door. Steve Thompson in a little early today. Josh Wheeler is our producer. And a little bit earlier today, I was trying to get some yard work done because the cold weather is coming back We don't see any major snow events, so there's still time to pick up leaves. And oh, by the way, I have a maple tree that refuses to give up all its leaves. All the other trees in the yard are done. I'm getting very close to getting it all cleaned up. But if you're still in the midst of doing that fall cleanup and you live in Ramsey County, we've got the man in charge of the Yardways program with Ramsey County, John Springman, joining us today. John, good to visit with you.
Good afternoon, Steve.
Yeah, John, do you have all your yard work done? Are you done for the year?
No, I am not. It's interesting. There's kind of this spectrum of how people manage leaves, from those who, you know, start raking as soon as the first leaf hits the ground, and I'm on the other end of that where I want to wait until that last leaf is down before I rake because I want to get it all done in one shot.
Yeah. You know, I have so many trees in my yard that once upon a time I had this machine I would pull behind my garden tractor and vacuum all those up, and I would do it multiple times. Then I talked to the folks over at the U who specialize in turf grass and say one of the things you can do is kind of grind up those leaves, leave some of those in the turf, and then pick up the excess later. And that's my strategy now. So I do have a lot of leaves. I kind of grind them up so they don't get, you know, a foot and a half deep in some spots. But ultimately, with the excess, I take them off the grass and ultimately take them to the compost site. I do live in another county, but tell us how it works in Ramsey County. Where do people go? How does the program work?
Okay, for starters, I would recommend people go to our website. If they just Google Ramsey County Yard Waste, the first thing that comes up will be linked right to everything they need to know about how to use the Yard Waste program in Ramsey County. And, of course, you know, I know your audience is much larger than just Ramsey County, so I recommend that to anybody anywhere else is, you know, if you go to your local, you know, either government center or environmental service center websites, they tend to have that information readily available because, of course, this time of year it's a very hot topic and people want to know where they can go with that material to manage it properly.
Now, in Ramsey County, how many sites are there?
We have 7 sites in Ramsey County, and this kind of goes along with, you know, we are geographically, you know, the smallest county in the state, so 7 is actually quite a bit. Yeah. But it kind of follows along the lines of Ramsey County's strategic priority, and which is, you know, to make sure our residential programs are effective, efficient, and accessible. And I think we've, you know, pulled that off with these Yardway sites, having that many and doing the things that we do at those locations. So, there's a lot. One that's probably close to your home anywhere within 5-10 minutes in Ramsey County.
All right. So what are some of the do's and don'ts if you're coming to one of these sites? I know leaves are fine. I would assume grass clippings are fine. What do you accept? How should people bring it? Because I'm sure you don't want to deal with a lot of bags, et cetera.
Right. A good example is the bags. Although there are some compostable bags out there, we don't accept them at our sites just because somebody else might interpret that bag in the pile as a plastic bag, and then they feel that that's just what you do is you chuck your plastic bag with all its leaves in it, and then it's no good on the back end for managing the material. But again, on the website, it kind of identifies what's acceptable and what's not. I think, you know, with any recycling program, there are what we call contaminants, or things that shouldn't go in the pile. And yard waste, it's pretty straightforward. At our sites, we have 4 of the 7 that actually accept tree and shrub waste. So if that can be separate, you know, that should be separated coming into the site where the shrubs and trees go on one pile and the sticks go on one pile, and then the leaves and grass and garden waste would go in a completely different pile because both are managed differently in the end.
And by the way, we're being joined by John Springman from Ramsey County, managing yard waste in Ramsey County, Minnesota, joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. So you get this waste in. What ultimately happens to this? Because in the county I live in, I live in Hennepin County, northern Hennepin County, so I go to the Maple Grove site. Typically, this stuff is turned into compost, which ultimately, residents can come back and get and put in their garden and in their landscape, and it's really good stuff.
Exactly. That site operates pretty long, much along the same lines as one of our seven sites. However, the other six, because of just space limitations, sure, we can only transfer everything that comes in back out. But in the end, it's going through the same process. We truck it back out to commercial sites in and around the metro area where they compost it and turn it into what you're talking about, that great, finished compost that makes a nice soil amendment that can be used for landscaping and gardening purposes.
And that is invaluable. If you talk to gardeners and experts about it, that's the stuff you want.
Oh, yes, yes. We actually make it available from the one site where we can compost to our other six sites, in addition to the site where we're producing it in the spring. And we typically run out by about June, just because it is so well sought after, and realize that it is a very valuable product or material for landscaping and gardening.
All right, what are the hours? I would assume these sites aren't open year round. I know the one near my house in northern Hennepin County, they shut down fairly quickly. That's coming up soon.
Right, right. Ours are on our regular, what we call our regular season hours through November, and that's Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 11 to 7. Saturdays are 9 to 5, and Sundays are 11 to 5. However, we are open actually throughout the winter at our sites because we offer some other services there, mainly food scrap collection that's collected in separate containers, basically garbage dumpsters at these locations. And we want to keep that program operating throughout the winter so people don't have to engage and disengage and then re-engage again in the spring. So a lot of what comes in over the winter months is that material, but we still will accept any leaves that had been raked up previously and stored, that's probably about the best time actually to bring them in if you want to avoid waiting in line at one of our sites. I can guarantee you today somebody's probably waiting their turn to get into the site and listening to this program to pass the time, because I guarantee you they are busy today.
Yeah, no doubt. The weather is great today. Yep. The weather is great tomorrow. No doubt the sites are super busy. Do you encourage people, when they can, if they have the room, to compost at home?
Absolutely. That's the first thing we encourage, because they would then be able to reap the benefits of doing that themselves with their own material. And there's some things to consider with it, too. As you know, just one tree, like you mentioned, your one maple, yeah, that refuses to drop its leaves can really generate a lot of material. So you have to have space allocated to do that. And I would think in greater Minnesota, of course, there's a lot more opportunity for that. And also to consider, your local ordinances and such, that they may require you to be so many feet back from a side lot or fence or property line, that sort of thing. So things to kind of consider if you're going to try that on your own. But that is definitely, reuse is kind of at the top of this, and you're kind of, you're still kind of recycling, but you're almost reusing what you're generating at that point. So we like to push that message the most.
Yeah, and it is one of those things where you definitely do want to get those leaves off the turf grass whenever you can before we move into the winter months, because it is no fun to pick that stuff up in the spring. I know we've had some early snows over the years, and the leaves get buried, and boy, it's easier to do it now than it is the spring, for sure.
Right, and that's what's actually recommended by the University of Minnesota Extension. The fall, it's much easier to manage, as you suggested, but also in the spring, if you leave it on site and it is at a depth, they recommend a maximum of 10 to 20% coverage of your lawn with leaves at the most, because otherwise you're going to probably have some turf problems. Leaves can smother the grass and inhibit growth. They can create an environment for a snow mold to occur over the winter months. And then in the spring, if you do try to take it up then, you're kind of tromping around on your yard, which isn't really a good time of year to do that, as the frost is coming through and the ground is typically kind of saturated and wet that time of year. It's more beneficial to stay off of that. So, yes, fall leaf management is actually the best.
Yeah, and a couple other things for you before we go. What about people who have potted plants. Like I say, I like container tomatoes, and I have a number of those. Do the sites accept the remnants, that kind of garden waste, stuff that came out of the garden, stuff out of the pots, that really isn't reusable next year?
Right. We will accept that. However, there is some issue around accepting actually the dirt from those potted plants, and that's an invasive species called jumping worms. And unfortunately, it's one of those things that it doesn't make it through the composting process because of the temperatures that are involved. The eggs and the adults and the other stages of that pest cannot survive that process. So it's not an issue typically on the back end, but it would be an issue if somebody else were to come to the site and see one of those potted plants and think they want to take it home with them and try to maybe nurture it through the winter, or it could even create an infestation on the site itself, where we don't want that pest moving around and getting into some of the things we offer back to the public. So best that we don't accept those. There's more information on the DNR's website about jumping worms. Very interesting, but unfortunate pest.
Yeah, I don't want those. I don't want those jumping worms, that's for sure. John Springman calling us. Ramsey County Environmental Health Supervisor, who manages the county yardways program. Time is running out. Get those leaves cleaned up and get them to your local site, whether you're in Ramsey County or another county, and check out all the information, hours, etc. But time is certainly limited on that front. And John, what about the money side of it? If you're a Ramsey County resident, is the service free to drop off?
Yes, it is free drop off. Again, this is going back to our a strategic priority of making this an efficient and effective program and accessible, is that there is no charge for dropping off. The system is funded by the county environmental charge, which is that fee you see on your trash hauling bill is based on the amount of trash you generate. So the less you generate and the more you recycle, the lower your fee will be for that. So it encourages recycling. But that's what kind of pays for the program, and that's what kind of makes us want to make sure that we're keeping this in-house to Ramsey County residents only. And I also want to mention, too, we do have a reciprocal use agreement with Washington County. So those residents can use four of our locations, and we have a joint powers agreement with the city of St. Anthony, because that city straddles both the Hennepin and Ramsey County. And so just to avoid the confusion, we basically retain some of the recycling money from the state to fund that portion of their residents coming to our sites.
All right, John. Well, great update. Thanks for all the info today. And this is the weekend to get it done, because it's going to get cold. Thanksgiving weekend and a holiday weekend, you don't want to be doing that sort of stuff. So get it done today and tomorrow.
I agree. It's going to get cold, and I've been there where I've tried to break up leaves that have been frozen to the ground. It's no fun.
Yeah, and my wife gets mad when I'm riding around out there trying to grind up and pick up leaves after work at night. You know, that kind of drives her crazy. So get out in the sun. It's warm today, and get things cleaned up. By the way, what's the website? Where do people go, particularly if they live in Ramsey County, to find out about the program?
Yes, again, easiest way is just Google Ramsey County Yard Waste, because the site actually can be a little bit long, the actual address. So Google Ramsey County Yard Waste, and it'll get you to all the information you need to know about the program.
Well, that is great. John, good to visit with you. Thanks.
You too, Steve. Thanks. Have a good day.
All right. There he is, John Springman from Ramsey County. He is an environmental health supervisor who manages the county yard waste program. And I've still got chores to do. I'm going to focus on that tomorrow. And we'll kind of get into that in a moment. What I still need to do in my yard before I can feel comfortable moving into the winter months. And a little bit later on in the hour, if you live in the northern suburbs of Minneapolis, light rail could be coming to your neighborhood. We'll get into that later on. Steve in for Shaletta a little early. Don't forget, later on in the program, Tech Talk with Doug. He'll be on the air between 3 and 4 o'clock today. We'll go outdoors with Steve Kearney at about 4:10. We'll get an update on all things hockey. with Jez Myers at about 4:20 today. We have college football. Some teams still in action around the area. The Tommies still playing in the Pioneer League. D2-wise, Minnesota State at Augustana today. Bemidji State is down in Texas. They're playing Texas Permian Basin today. We should get game reports and all of that. Bethel on the road in D3. They're playing down at Whitewater, and they were getting beat 28-7 at the half. Meanwhile, Minnesota Morris was playing in the D3 playoffs as well. We'll have all those scores later on in the program. Here on News Talk, 830-WCCO.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Cook up a special dinner with USDA Choice Beef New York Strip Steak, bone-in for $7.99 per pound. And for that special someone on Valentine's Day, Debbie Lilly Design Dozen Roses for $24.99. Large pack of 2-pound strawberries or 18-ounce blueberries, $4.99 each. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.